Good evening. This is Rabbi Mayevsky. I just returned this morning and I'm a little jet lagged. I was sleeping half a day. It's very interesting in Israel. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. I just wanted to mention it's, you don't see too many young men marching around because everybody is basically marching around. Everybody is in service. They have a very small standing army, so all the reservists are the ones who are doing all the work. My nephews, who are basically had done their service many years ago, and I probably have at least 20, are all walking around in Gaza and in the north. And when they came home for Shabbos, a few of them, they sit at the table with their machine guns and, guns at the table. They can't leave them laying around the house with the kids. So wherever they go, they walk. In the street, you don't see young people because they're all basically busy. You see mostly old people in the shuk. But basically, everybody is very, very united. And you see that in the attitude of the people. And it's the achdus is very inspiring, as I mentioned a few days ago when I put it in. It's wonderful to see that part under these circumstances, though it's unfortunate. But the Achdus is wonderful. What I wanted to talk about tonight is the is Kaved es avicha v'yesimecha. There are a couple of things that are very strange about it in terms of the way the Aseres Adibros is formulated. Now, we say that the first five of the Aseres Adibros, we refer to them as Ben Odom L'Mokom. And the second part of the Aseres HaDibros from Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinov, Lo Signov, all of those are Ben Odom L'Chavero, and on the surface, it seems very logical. The question, though, is why is Kaved es avicha v'yesimecha, why would that one be under the category of Ben Odom L'Chavero, under Ben Odom L'Mokom? Seemingly on the surface, we would take a look and think that certainly Kaved es avicha v'yesimecha, to honor your father and mother, would be Ben Odom L'Chavero. The situation is, though, very simply put, that your parents are not your friends. Your parents are in a different category. And what I mean by that is you have to have... It's not that we just say Kaved es avicha v'yesimecha, because when we get to Kedoshim and it says Ish imo v'yoviv tiro, leaving aside the point of one time it says imo first and one time it says aviv first to teach us that we have to do both. But the reality is there's something very interesting in that respect, that God wants us to know that it's Ben Adam L'Makom. Because the first five Aseres HaDibros are things, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and God is the one who actually gave us the ability to exist on this earth. And since he created us, he created our parents and grandparents, and all the reasons that we're here are down to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we cannot respect our parents, then there's no chance people who we could see and deal with on a daily basis who have brought us into this world, then there's no chance in the world that we could have any respect or any fear for God. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So Kaved es avicha v'yesimecha, very simply put, is on the side of the ledger where it's under things to God, Ben Adam L'Makom. The question is, though, there's another question over here is, since we have Kaved es avicha v'yesimecha in both Aseres HaDibros herein and in Voschanon, there's also Ish imo v'yoviv tiro in Kedoshim. And one might ask, what is the reason, by the way, that we would have it? Why not say in the Aseres HaDibros, not Kaved es avicha v'yesimecha, but that you should fear your parents as well, just the same way, since what I said was, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha was supposed to ask Hashem Elokecha Tiro Velso Savot, was certainly supposed to fear God, have Yiras HaOnesh, certainly was supposed to fear the sin, but why does it say here Kabed and over there Tiro? Why not say Tiro over there and Kabed over there and Tiro over here? Why not? And it's very simple because we know at the end of when we leaned last week, it says, Vayiru ha'omes Hashem, Vayaminu ba'Hashem uv Moshe avdo. And at the Aseres HaDibros at the beginning, it said, Vayar kolom vayanu vayamdu me'rachok. The fear was already there at that point in time. And God figured at this point, I shouldn't use the word figured, but God was under the assumption at this point in time that he established the need for fear, all the Makos and the splitting of the sea and watching the Makos Bechoros. And the splitting of the sea is certainly when I had mentioned, I didn't get a chance to mention, I wasn't here last week, but as Hayara Gdola, they understood very basically, as we mentioned maybe a couple of weeks ago, there are three things, the Yod HaGdolah, there's the Chozek Yod, and the Yod HaChazokah, but the Yod HaGdolah is the big picture, and Bnei Yisrael were able to see the big picture at this time, at this point in time, the splitting of the sea, the vanquishing of Amalek, the vanquishing of the Egyptian army, all of these things had happened, had certainly put the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu already inside them. And now what we needed was a little bit of respect, which is what we see, unfortunately, in a few weeks when we get to Kisisa. We have that undercurrent in the people who still have not been fully invested in the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have that respect. Because as we know, there's so many things involved that we see. There's so many excavations going on in Israel now that are unbelievable in terms of what they have found. We get to, when we get to much later on, the parsha of the blessing of the when they crossed the Jordan River into Eretz Yisrael, they have found all of this. And the unfortunate part is the Israeli government, because it's a secular government, is a little bit lax in showing all of these the bomos that they built where they sacrificed on Har Eval and all of these things, and they're trying to put a different spin on it. But that's all part of Kaber Es Avicha V'Yesimecha, because it all goes back to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Little by little, we find out all these things that are going on in the land of Israel that bring back all these scientific facts. I always look for things that prove the existence of Klal Yisrael, and that's what we, not to prove the existence of Klal Yisrael, but the fact that we were there, they uncover so many things to prove from the, not even the second Beis HaMikdash, but way back to the first Beis HaMikdash. And even before that, this that Yoshua was alive at that time. They've done the dating, and it's already been proved. But Kaber Es Avicha V'Yesimecha, all of these things are very part and parcel of all the Aseres HaDibros. It's right in the center, number five, because it encompasses both. When we say that it's Bein Adam L'Mokom with bridges, Bein Adam L'Mokom and bridges, Bein Adam L'Chavero, it's the last one on one side, and it begins the next side, because once we have that fear of our parents, once we have the respect for our parents and give us the respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it certainly makes it much easier to fulfill the mitzvos on the other side of the ledger, the Lo Tirtzach, not to kill, not to steal. We understand. And if we have that respect for our fellow human beings, and almost so much more so for our parents who brought us into this world, then we could live our lives as good, honest citizens and be a credit to the society in this world. I'm a little bit jet-lagged, as I said. I've been sleeping on and off part of the day. You don't get to sleep. I don't get to sleep on the plane. I got in this morning at 6 o'clock. But nevertheless, these are the things that we want to say. And Yisroel was part and parcel. And we see that Moshe Rabbeinu exhibits that when it says that he went out to greet him. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of all, even though it was not, I shouldn't say only his father-in-law, but not his own parents, but Yisroel, who grew up, obviously, and at this point in time, we don't know that there's all these different thoughts if Yisro ever converted. Of course, the Abarbanel makes a point in Bahalosko when Yisro finally leaves, he's there a long time. It doesn't say how he left in this week's Parsha, but in Parsha's Bahalosko, when he finally goes, and it says, Vayomer Moshe Lechovav, he says to his father-in-law, Chovav, that's exactly what a Jew does. When he converts to Judaism, he changes his name. So he from Yisro, he became Chovav, and he gives him the respect that is due even for a father-in-law. And of course, we don't know anything about his mother-in-law. But Yisro remained at that point in time, and he gave him that full respect for that first day. Whether it was before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah, it would certainly seem that it had to be after Matan Torah, the way things lined up, not just because of the way it, even though the way the parsha juxtaposes Yisro's arrival, but it would seem that he had to come after by the things that he said. If he's sitting with them from morning to night, how could it be? What were they discussing? Various other things. But what I wanted to mention also is the reason I started off the shiur the way I did is that when it says, Vayishma Yisro Chosei Moshe, when it says that Yisro heard all these things and then Moshe relates all these things and it says, Vayichad Yisro, it doesn't use that terminology until after Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the things, but why say it again? Because it says already, Vayishma Yisro, he heard everything already. So why is he asking Moshe? Because it's a very different thing from hearing things through the grapevine and hearing things through Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And that is the importance of hearing things from our parents. We got to tell Levincha, hearing things from our parents directly, rather than reading it in a book, hearing something from, that's the why we're based on Kabbalah in Yiddishkeit. And that is the respect that we have with Kabbeid Esovicha V'Yesimecha. Then we have to be able to listen to our parents and hear it's everyone is one generation closer to Sinai from one generation going backwards. It always amazes me how I'm still finding out stories in our family. And those of us who do that research, there's so much more available to us nowadays to find out things in our family history and that could solidify our faith in God, in our faith in history, in our faith in Judaism as well. But it all goes back to Kabeid Esovicha V'Yesimecha, fear is good. But healthy respect is what leads us to be the Jews we are. And we see that walking around, there's so much respect in Eretz Yisrael, one man for the other. I mentioned once before that you don't see anybody in trouble in the street, and there's nobody ever that passes anybody in the street. If somebody looks in any way, shape, or form in any kind of distress, there's five people come running right away to see how he is or what it is. Nobody falls through the cracks in terms of that, in terms of somebody looking for some help. And it just amazes me. And it's really, as I said before, inspiring. And it all comes back to Kabeid Esovicha V'Yesimecha. Once we have the respect for our parents, it filters down to a respect for our fellow man. May we carry on that tradition and see the difference between us and the Palestinians and all these other nations of the world who don't exhibit that respect on the level that we do. And that is why we still remain successful, and that is why we have to remain the bastion, the light of the world. Have a good evening, and thank you very much.